Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
The incomparable Micheál Muirchertach was buried in Dhangadh an Chúis yesterday, and many tributes have been paid to him since his death was announced earlier this week by former players, fellow commentators and by the people of Ireland who held him dear. In a moment, I want to bring you a conversation from the archives. I spoke to Micheál the week of his final All-Ireland in September 2010, and he came in to talk to me along with two of his beloved children, Cormac and Dhéireann. But before I bring you that, I spoke to Billy Keane, son of the late John B. Keane and Irish independent columnist, about Micheál Muirchertach and what he meant to him.
Well, it's great to be here to discuss Léach na Himirithe, the star player Micheál himself, on the morning when Kerry are playing in Croke Park. And I'd say he's there definitely somewhere up in the stands or in the middle of the action.
Billy, I read that beautiful piece you wrote during the week when Micheál died in the Irish Independent. Remind me what Micheál Muirchertach meant to you.
Well, he was the soundtrack of our Sunday. So when we were small, we used to go to the Bog Road to our cousins, the Loonies, and we'd listen to the matches. And then after a while, you'd be dying for a few kicks, having listened to Micheál. He was in your head when you were kicking the ball around as a kid. It was Micheál that was commentating, and you imagined he was cheering you on even when you were kicking the ball around on your own. It was part of our growing up, really, and it was part of who we were, you know, as a Kerry woman yourself. Mm-hmm. He epitomised, do you know the way kind of accents can be stigmatising? In mm-hmm. Micheál's case, it was enhancing. He made it good to be a country person. He made it good to speak in your own accent. He spoke so clearly. He spoke so beautifully, so eloquently. And he spoke in a mix of sort of Irish and English, but with such precise English, because he learned English after he learned Irish. He had Irish on Glaive on from the cradle. And his Irish, of course, was beautiful. And of course, he was a bit of a rogue. And a rogue in Kerry is meant in a very good way. In other places, it's not so much. But a rogue in Kerry would be someone who's humorous, has people skills, and tries to make everyone feel comfortable, which was all applied to Micheál. And there was a bit of the stand-up in him as well. You know, he loved the lines. And, you know, some people say that he prepared them in advance. I don't think so. I think that was Micheál. He was spontaneous. He was very bright and quick. And he loved to entertain. Like, he knew he was there to entertain as well as be accurate about the game, which he was. He was always deadly accurate and very fair. You know, he didn't demonise any players. There was no knocking people. He respected players and people for who they were, and he knew they were human. And he knew that they would make mistakes. And he sought to minimise the area of personal blame on the players. He was kind.
And Billy, would he go visiting to Listowel at all?
He was mad for the road. He loved travelling around. But when my dad died, my mom, she didn't take it too well, and Micheál got word of it. So he arrived down to see her. And it was the first sort of lift that she got after he died. He told great stories about Dad, and he had tea. He loved tea. He'd drink tea for Ireland, Kerry, America, anyone. Buckets of tea and biscuits and great patience with people. Do you know the way some of us would have a habit of kind of giving a perfunctory hello and kind of dashing off to the next gig? Micheál would give you his time. He was just fully with you when he was there. Always tried to make you more important and left a gift. Like, it wasn't like a bunch of flowers or a packet of gold grains or a sweet cake. Micheál would leave you the gifts of the mind. And he'd have a great story, something that would lift you for the day or for the week. And the stories he told me, and I hear so many thousands of stories in the bar, I remember every single story he ever told me, because it was nearly custom made for me. And you know, when you're a columnist, you're just dying to get a good story. You're always kind of on the make. And he knew exactly what to drop. And I used every single story he ever gave me.
And as you said at the beginning, Kerry are playing today. Did you meet him often, Billy, in Croke Park and on Jones's Road?
Yeah. I met him on Jones's Road one time. He had retired and he was going to the match on Femile, Leish and Clown. They were all there, all the family. And his family are all over the world, and he loved family. And they walked down. But I forget the little boy's name now, but he was a little Dublin boy. But he was dressed in the Dublin jersey. And of course, Micheál, the consummate Kerry man, he was our leader and our standard bearer. But his grandson wore the Dublin jersey. And I said, kind of, you know, I said, "Oh, Micheál, what's going on here?" You know, and he said, you know, he said, he's a Dublin boy, he said, and he's wearing his own county colours. And that was him. You know, he was bigger than the county. He was bigger than everything, because he was gracious. You know, when you'd meet him, you know, I remember being up in Crow Park, maybe the morning of an All Ireland, the day of an All Ireland, and he'd meet you, and he'd always have a little word for you. And like he was the man. He was doing the radio commentary, incredibly difficult. There and his daughter would be with him, and he'd always have a little word for you, and he'd say, "Good luck today, now, Billy. You're as good as any one of them." You know, he always knew I had a little bit of self doubt going on, but it was the teacher. Kindness but like when he spoke to you, like, it was like an honor. It was like being in the presence of someone that, when you knew they were there, that this was a moment of your life, a forever moment of your life, to be remembered and to be regaled and to be thought back upon as the years go by.
And there was you touched it in your article this week, Billy. There was an incredible nobility about him, wasn't there? There was something almost extraordinarily special about Micheál O'Meara Hurtig.
There was. Even the way he walked, you know, he was he stood tall, well into his 80s. He was climbing mountains, and he went up Canuck Brain and Mount Brandon with Dara Kinnear one time. I'd say nearly his favourite of all the players, because Dara had beautiful Irish as well. And they went up, and for Micheál's birthday, I'd say it was 87 or 88 birthday, and he was fit, you know, he was as fit as a fiddle. So I said to him one time, "How come you're so fit, Micheál?" And he said, "Billy, I don't drink." And it was a dig at me. And then he'd say, "And I walk a lot." He did. He loved to walk. And he didn't mind being stopped. Do you know the way some people are, like the power walkers, and they nearly knock you down, like in the unbelievable sketches? Micheál is stopped. He loved being stopped. He loved people. I often thought that he needed company as much as company needed him, but he was the generous one. You know, he'd always make sure that you felt you were important. He had no ego.
He was also incredibly wise, wasn't he, Billy? I remember, obviously, I got to interview him a lot of times, which was so lucky for me. But during COVID, I got to interview him when I was presenting the Late Late Show. And he came on during the lockdown when people were feeling, obviously, very nervous. And it's as though people wrote afterwards, he calmed the nation. He just had a way of having this extraordinary, peaceful attitude to life and reassuring people.
Yeah, it was Zen meets common sense. And for a lot of older people, and I noticed this very much during lockdown, they lost their confidence. Mm. You know, the statistics were against them, and they didn't go out, and they didn't go to the shop or go to the pub. But Micheál restored that confidence, because here he was, and he's trusted. And he said, "Look, life has to go on. We have to live. We have to make the most of it." And he gave great confidence to older people and younger people. He didn't do panic. Like, even in the midst of battle, having watched him a few times in the commentary box, you know, he did excitement, but not panic.
Billy, finally, what will you miss most about Micheál?
I miss meeting him. The thrill of meeting him, and the lift you get from it, the sense of excitement, the sense you've met someone great, one of your heroes, one of the people who made our time.
Well, Billy Keane, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to me today. Thanks so much, Billy.